My wonderful co-host Alex Andrews is currently not here yet. Hopefully he will be getting here soon. He has not texted me back, so I'm not sure where he is at the moment. But for now, it's just me. I got some songs for you. I don't have that many. So if he doesn't come, I don't know how long his show will be able to go, because he hasn't added anything to the playlist for this week yet. But we're going to jump right into it. I know we're getting a little bit of a late start here. We're going to start with a song called I See You. This is by a group called Missio. They're from Austin, Texas. It's a group of two guys. It's not really a band, I guess. It's more just kind of a music group, a duo, if you will. This is from their album called The Darker the Weather, The Better the Man, which came out just a few weeks ago. And this is their song called I See You. And I hope you enjoy it. I really enjoy it myself. So here it is.
I see you when you cry. I see you when you're down and depressed, just a mess. I see you when you cry, when you shy, when you wanna die. I see you when you smile, it takes a while.
What?
And we are back once again. That was "I See You" by Mithio, or maybe it's might be Misho. I'm not really sure. Hope you enjoyed it. Alex is on his way, so good news if you came here to hear Alex Andrews. He is on his way. He just texted me, so we will have some more music to come. For now, we're going to be playing a song by the band Microwave. This is from their album called Stovall, and this is the song called Stovall. And it's really good, and I hope you like it just as much as I do. So here it is. This is Stovall by Microwave. Once again, that was Stovall by Microwave. And what? And Alex is still muted. Alex Andrews joining us, everyone. Are you on the white mic? No, you're on the yellow mic. That's good.
I'm on the yellow mic? You see? Yeah, I can see my voice going there.
He made it. He almost forgot about our show.
I almost did forget.
But
about that.
No, it's okay. He's here now. So
that's what matters.
It is.
Better late than never.
How you doing, Alex?
You just unplugged my headphones, but... besides that, I'm doing okay. I slept a lot today.
Yeah, me too. I just woke up from a nap.
Yeah, it's a sleepy kind of day.
Yeah.
Week before finals. I only actually have one final.
Really?
Project.
For 303 is your final?
Yeah, with the doll.
With the doll. Yeah, I got one for 303 and for linear algebra.
Oh, got to reduce that matrix down.
Got to say, not my favorite class.
Yeah. Not too much reducing? Class.
I don't, it's so boring, but yeah, it's all right. Just got to take it for the major, so.
All right.
Well, what do you want to play next, Alex?
Let me see. Play, I guess, Ollie North by Donovan Wolfington.
All right. Think you just did.
No, this is a different song. That's This Year by the Mountain Goats. For a reason, my Spotify, every time I close my phone, Spotify starts playing. And it's very annoying.
That is very annoying.
And I don't know why. And I don't need this tab.
Donovan Wolfington.
Yeah, interesting name.
Indeed. All right, well, here it is. This is Ollie North by Donovan Wolfington.
Wolfington. Oh, And we're back. What do you think about that song?
I was pretty cool. I like that. I saved it, actually.
Oh, I saved your last song, too.
Oh, look at that. We're saving each other's songs.
What do you think that means?
I think it means that over the course of this semester, we're kind of adapting our own music taste to each other's and kind of converging into one.
I feel like maybe you're just converging into my music taste.
Oh, okay.
Knobby things to make this chair go lower?
I don't. It's different than this chair, so I'm not sure.
This is a different chair than normally in here, isn't it?
Is that usually the chair you use?
I think so.
Okay.
Just swapping these chairs up on me.
Anyway, oh, that's one of the ones from outside, actually.
I mean, what's that mean?
It's just from out there.
There we go.
There you go.
It's on the side. It's not on the bottom. Like, a lot of office chairs have the long pull on the bottom. This one, it's right next to your leg. You reach down 2 inches, and you drop in.
All right. Okay, so this
interesting
next...
Interesting design.
This next song is by the artist Cape Town, who we've played on the show a little while ago. I don't know if you remember. Played their song, or his song, actually, Lemon Boy.
I think I kind of remember, but I might be mistaken.
But this is their this is the next song on an album, which is the album called Lemon Boy, and this is the song Green. It's really good. You should check out Cave Town. Big fan. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say on that. Not a lot to say on this song, but it's a good song. Hopefully you enjoy it as much as I do, and hopefully you enjoy it too, Alex. Maybe we'll even save it on Spotify.
We'll see. Maybe. We'll see.
Here it is.
Your perfect teeth.
Once again, that was Green by the artist Cavetown. Check him out if you haven't already.
I liked it. It's very, like, you know, end of the school year, you know, things are changing.
All right.
Kind of music. And yeah. I put something up afterwards to match that.
Ah, what song would that be, Alex?
It's something by the Alabama Shakes, like I'm Feeling or something like that.
Is it This Feeling?
This Feeling, yes.
All right.
That sounds about right.
I'm just reading off the Spotify, so.
Yeah. How do you know?
Alabama Shakes. Anything you want to tell the lovely people about this song?
This song, it's an Alabama Shakes song. Normally I'm not a fan of them, but I heard this one and I was like, huh, makes me feel some feelings.
All right.
So,
I don't know Alabama Shakes, so.
Oh, you haven't heard any of them?
No, I don't think so. The name sounds familiar, but I don't know if I've heard any songs by them.
Okay, I think they're a kind of famous band. They're definitely a famous band.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. They got a lot of views on Spotify. 33 million, I think, on some of their songs.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot. I wish I was that kind of big of an artist.
Your SoundCloud page hasn't blown up yet?
I can tell you how many views that my SoundCloud page has. Let's do that. Also, are we going to do some PSAs today?
Yeah, we'll do a PSA after this song, I guess.
Okay.
I feel like we haven't done one in a little while, so.
Yeah. Wait. In the last 24 hours, I've had 2 plays.
Wow.
I have 127 plays in total.
That's pretty big.
That's 100. Well, it's probably like, you know, everyone listens to like the same 5 songs. Like, I've probably listened to my own things like 20 times. So that's like at least 80 other people listening to my stuff. Possibly less.
I think I've listened to it.
Okay. You've listened to it. Yeah. Oh, hola. How are you doing? I want to do a reshare of your track, Hee-Haw, Bee-Haw, to your SoundCloud Huge Accounts Network. Based on previous experience, you may take in 203 new fans. I like these. I get a lot of these messages from people who are like, hey, I'll repost your track on my SoundCloud page. Probably pay us money. And I'm like, no. I don't respond to them because they're probably all bots who just look for new songs. And I got a bunch of plays from robots. I think all my plays come from robots.
Well, I mean, robots got to listen to some music too. So.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They're not just robots. They're people robots.
Hmm.
Okay, why don't we get into the feelings now?
All right. Yeah, this is This Feeling by Alabama Shakes.
Also, check out my SoundCloud page. It's Dingle und Dinder, D-I-N-G-L-E space U-N-D space D-I-N-D-E-R.
Mm. All right. Yeah, check it out.
Feeling, oh, hey,
And we're back. And back. And we're back in black. Mac Harper's wearing a white sweatshirt and I'm wearing a blue shirt.
Very nice shirt you got there, Alex. I meant to say something when you came in, but I forgot. But it's a very nice shirt.
Yeah, I came in the middle of a song, so.
That's true.
Because I came in late.
Because he forgot about our radio show that we do every week.
Besides the 2 weeks that we didn't do it. Also, mainly I forgot because I thought today was Tuesday.
Really?
And I went to Gilbert's at 6:30 for Taco Tuesday. I was like, oh, yeah, there's no one here. Great. Like, this is going to be great. I won't have to wait around so long. I walk in. I walk to, like, the register, and there were no tacos. And I was like, fuck. And so I walked into Gilbert's, and I'm like, oh.
That's what you said. You said, oh. You didn't say anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Hopefully I restarted the story at the right point.
Mm.
Maybe I should retell the whole story. I thought it was Taco Tuesday. It was not Taco Tuesday at Gilbert's. There's no one there. And I was like, great. And then I walked in and I realized it wasn't Taco Tuesday because it was, in fact, Wednesday.
Right, right. I was there yesterday on Taco Tuesday. Crispy chicken tacos.
Oh, that's
good
stuff.
That sounds good. That's pretty good. But next semester, tacos every day.
Really?
Yeah, that's the whole, that's what they're doing. They're testing it. They're taking the smoothie bar out. They're putting that in... where they have in the new building.
New
in
building?
The cafe in the new building.
Oh, the smoothie bar is going to be in the new building?
Yeah. And then the smoothie bar is going to be permanently tacos. Every day of the week. Breakfast, cool. Lunch, and dinner. Actually, cool. I guess not breakfast. Lunch and dinner.
Lunch. Well, you could have breakfast tacos.
You could, yeah.
Well, hopefully,
I don't know that Gilbert's is going to get that creative, but that would be great. I would love that if they had breakfast tacos. We should tell them.
Hopefully the goodness of them is maintained, though, because, you know, so when you start doing things every day, and they might not be, just disintegrate into normal like, mass-produced food, kind of.
Yeah, the Gilbert's tacos are pretty special, I gotta say.
Yeah. You know, I like those smoothies, but I can't justify a whole meal swipe for one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it'll be nice to be in the new science building. If you don't know, well, I guess if you go to Lafayette, you probably know, but they're opening a new building next semester, Rockwell Integrated Science Center over by Copan, which is going to be...
We're finally integrating here.
Yeah. It's going to be the new home of Alex and I.
Well, I don't have any science courses next semester, so...
Do you really not have any? You're done with computer science?
Yeah, I'm done with computer science. That's what happens when you take four a semester. Well, three a semester on average, I guess.
Wow. All right. Well, I'll be in the new building, but you should come hang out anyways.
It'll hang out. I'll be like, hey, what's up, young CS people?
And it's called Rockwell Integrated Science Center. So I'm slowly starting a campaign on campus. Not really, but sort of. I'm thinking, what are people going to call it? Like, they call it, it's technically, you know, it's a Copan Engineering Center, but everyone just calls it a Copan.
Yeah.
What's another building on campus? What do people call it? I guess most of them have pretty short names. They just kind of call it the name.
Well, like, you know, it's like Simon's Economics Building. It's just Simon's.
Sure. Point is, no one's going to call it the Rockwell Integrated Science Center. So there's two options, but I like one better than the other. People could call it RISC.
RISC.
Which is just that, you know, the acronym.
Actually, that's kind of cool.
Oh, well, okay. All right. Or the Rock.
Yeah. And I feel like with the Rock, it has to be like an old building that you don't really want to go to.
Yeah, that's kind of true. It does sound
we got to go over to the Rock.
It is big, and it's kind of like granite looking.
It's very ugly.
Really? You think it's ugly?
I think the front building part of it is ugly looking.
I mean, it definitely kind of sticks out from the rest of the campus because it's so new, but I kind of like it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's really cool on the inside. Alex and I got to do a tour of it last semester, like hard hat kind of tour. They're still building it, and it was really neat.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be cool inside.
But if you're cool like me, you'll call it the Rock. If you're Alex, you'll call it RISC, I guess. I don't know.
Gotta go over to RISC. It doesn't, like, the Rock flows off a lot better.
Yeah.
What about, like, you gotta go to the well?
Gotta go to the well, all right.
Like, that's just like, it's a damp building inside, it's the well.
Yeah.
That's like super depressing.
I hope it's not. It's not Kunkel. Kunkel, you call the well. Kunkel is not a great building.
Yeah, that is the well. Crunk well.
And they sent out an email recently talking about the... they did something. There was some sort of update to the building of the building. And they called it the Rock in the email, and I got very excited.
Ah, you've made it all the way to the administration.
Right, exactly. I'm finally there.
Well. Us common people, we are going to rebel. We're going to call it the well.
Oh, wow.
Just think about it. Like, there's the holes in the floor.
Sure.
And if there's water dripping through it, it'd be very well-like.
Oh, there's not water dripping through it.
You can get a bucket, and you can lower it through all the floors, and you can bring it back up, and you'll have a bucket full of water. The well.
The well, the Rock, or the well. I didn't even thought of that. I don't hate it, though. I gotta say, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, really. Let's see. Integrated. The grate. You know, you said it was granite, like, it's the grate, and it has those holes, so it's like a cheese grater.
Okay, all right.
Just coming up with ideas. I should be a creative director for something.
All right. Like a brand brand ambassador, you know? And
yeah.
Just like come up with ideas and
you
know, explain things.
Yeah, I think I can do that. All right. Step number two. Are you playing another song, or are you out of songs today?
Yeah, I got one more. I got one more song, then we'll continue with yours. Okay. This song is it's a new song. It's by a group called AJR. You know AJR?
I do know AJR, I think.
They got this new album out called Neo Theater. It's pretty good. I like it overall. And this is one of the one of my favorite songs off their new album. It's called Break My Face.
Ooh.
It's a fun song. It's really upbeat. A little bit of a different song compared to our last song, so we're going to bring it up a little bit. But it's fun. Well, their music's very fun. So that's,
Okay. Well, let's get it playing.
Here it is. This is Break
Spin
My Face by AJR.
Your mouth, your tongue fell out, it's right there.
That's very much. Am I on?
Or am I unplugged?
Nope. I got the wrong thing.
Oh.
You're good.
Okay. I don't know. I just feel like my headphones aren't really making noise right now. Okay. I think that song was a party anthem.
It was a party anthem? Wow.
Like not a party anthem, but it was like a, you know, we're outdoors, we're on the quad, maybe you're at a pool. That kind of thing.
All right. All right.
We
want to do a quick PSA before we jump in to a few more songs here.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
Let's see what we got in the pile of PSAs.
You ever print out new PSAs for these people?
No. Well, I did this semester. These are new this semester. Here's one about Federal Bank Thrift and Credit Union.
I think I read this one.
Okay, all right. No, I'll just read it anyways because I don't see that. I think it's been a few weeks since we've read this one. So.
Okay. Yeah, people probably won't remember.
If you're a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Oh, that was a period, not a comma. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments or principal or interest. Whether you have a mortgage, personal business loan, or a credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. Federal and state regulators or banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message is brought to you by the Federal Bank Federal Bank, Thrift and Credit Union Regulatory Agencies. There you go. Quick shout out to a song we cannot play on the show because it's not clean. Actually, there is a clean version, but I feel like it probably wouldn't be very good. New Logic song featuring Eminem called Homicide.
Ooh.
Good song.
It sounds like threatening and stuff.
It's a hard track. It's good. It's
hard
it's
track.
Good. Yeah. Check it out if you want. But like I said, can't play that on the show. If you know the comedian Chris D'Elia, you know the comedian Chris D'Elia?
Do not know who Chris D'Elia is.
He's a comedian, so I don't know if that helps. but
oh, yeah. Oh.
But he did a bit on his Instagram about, like, making fun of Eminem.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, he's, like, pretending to be Eminem and, like, rhyming random words and things like that.
Yeah.
And the song, like, uses that at the end. It's just like the end of the song is that bit. It's really funny. Anyways, check it out if you haven't. What we got next?
Well, we got my Git status. Let's play this year. No, let's play Everyone. Actually, I don't know what the song is. I just kind of randomly added it. It was in my Spotify. Everyone's Asleep in the House But Me by Owen on the album Ghost Town.
All right.
I don't really know what song this is, but yeah.
You've never listened to it?
Well, I have listened to it, but it was like Spotify Discover Weekly. I just click like off of them, and there's a good number that go in a row. So
cool, cool.
Yeah.
Well, here it is. This is Everyone's Asleep in the House But Me by Owen.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Everyone's Asleep in the House But Me by Owen. Enjoyed that song quite a bit there,
yeah.
Alex.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we only got time for one more song tonight, but it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one?
I don't know. This is your pick.
Oh, it's my pick again?
It's the last song on the playlist here.
Okay. Have we played everything?
We haven't played This Year by the
Mountain Goats.
Mountain Goats.
Song is pretty hard.
All right.
It's a Mountain Goat. You ever listened to the Mountain Goats?
I have not, no.
Oh. I don't know. All the Mountain Goats songs, you can tell that they're Mountain Goats songs. Like, the singer has a very distinct way he sings.
All right.
And you're like, is this the Mountain Goats? And then the person will be like, yes, this is the Mountain Goats. I kind of threw this one on randomly. I don't think this isn't my favorite Mountain Goats song. I think it's kind of one of their most popular ones, though. But, you know, it's clean, hopefully.
Yeah, so
far. Hopefully Spotify has that right. Yeah. Like, I would say the Mountain Goats are kind of like adult angst music.
Okay.
So.
Oh, this is a brand new album. Or they have a brand new album. I don't know if this is from there.
No, I don't. This is an older song. Oh, yeah, I listened to their brand new album. Not the biggest fan of it.
All right.
There's like one song that I kind of liked. I don't think I listened to the whole thing, but yeah. And it has some weird album art going on there.
It's kind of cool. It's got a big dragon in the front.
Yeah. It's like a child's drawing style. Or like a young teenager's drawing style.
No mountain goats on the cover, though. Just the dragon.
Yeah, just the dragon. Well, the dragon could maybe shapeshift into a mountain goat.
Okay. Oh, do you want to do a show next week, Alex? I was thinking this could be our last show because it's
no, let's do next. I only have one final, and that's on that Thursday, and I can have a nice chill, relaxing study break. Listen to music.
Let's do it. So we'll be back next week for our final show of the semester. Thank you for tuning in this week.
Thank you
for bearing with me at the beginning when it was just me.
Just talking about yourself.
Yep.
Were you a little sad?
A little bit, yeah.
Sorry. I was out walking and I saw my phone buzz because I like touched some Wi-Fi. So I don't have service on my phone because I kind of broke it. It's been like that for a long time and I haven't fixed it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked down and it was a message from the one and only Matt. And he was like, hey, where are you at? And I was like, oh no, I forgot. Yep.
All right. Well, here is This Year by the Mountain Goats.
There's no point in direction. We cannot